From Washington, it's VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hillary Clinton claimed the Democratic presidential nomination on Tuesday, making her the first woman to represent a major political party in the race for the White House.
It belongs to generations of women and men who struggled and sacrificed and made this moment possible.
That's a statement that she shared with her supporters with respect to her victory. Her Democratic rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, has given no indication of conceding and has vowed to fight on. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke earlier on Tuesday and attacked Clinton, accusing her of selling access to the State Department when she was secretary. The sharp-tongued Trump said Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, have turned the politics of personal enrichment into an art form for themselves. He said his goal is to bring people together and has promised never to back down from a fight or let his supporters down. Afghan authorities are disputing police reports that insurgents abducted nearly 50 passengers from a bus in Kunduz province in northern Afghanistan Wednesday morning. While the Kunduz provincial police chief said security forces managed to rescue a few of the passengers and that forces were planning a rescue, the spokesman for Kunduz's governor told VOA's Afghan service that only 18 passengers were abducted and 10 have already been freed. He said the passengers on the bus were all civilians who were deported from Iran and just wanted to go home. No group has taken responsibility for the incident yet, and this is the third mass kidnapping in the past 9 days. A police officer and two civilians have been killed by a car bomb explosion outside a police station in the town of Minyat, Turkey, near the Syrian border. As many as 30 others have been injured. The prime minister says militants are to blame. This is VOA. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress on Wednesday and called for a closer relationship between India and the U.S., especially in the area of terrorism. Modi's trip to the U.S. is an attempt to strengthen the relationship between the two countries. Speaking at the U.S.-India Business Council, the Prime Minister remarked on the challenges the world faced.
India's bilateral relationship with the United States is stronger than ever. And we both agreed that the future would be even brighter. I'm speaking to you at a time when the global economy continues to be weak. Several parts of the world are still facing very difficult conditions.
Modi met with U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday, and afterwards, Mr. Obama announced India would proceed with the construction of 6 nuclear reactors that will be built by U.S. companies, the result of a landmark civilian nuclear agreement between the two countries that was reached in 2008. Sudan has extradited a man suspected of being behind a migrant trafficking network in Italy. Reporter Josephine McKenna spoke with VOA's Joe DiCapua about their arrest.
This is seen as an incredible breakthrough for law enforcement officials in Africa and in Europe. Mered Medani is a 35-year-old known as the General because of his operations. He modeled himself on the late Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, and he's alleged to be responsible for sending thousands of migrants through Libya across the Mediterranean to Europe. An arrest warrant was issued for him in 2015 because he was believed to be responsible for the tragedy that occurred off the coast of Lampedusa in October 2013, where at least 350 people died.
He is the first suspected top smuggler to be arrested in Africa and detained in Italy, which, like Greece, has been overwhelmed by an influx of hundreds of thousands of migrants since 2008. A UN whistleblower who was suspected for leaking a confidential report alleging sexual abuse by peacekeepers in Africa has resigned over what he says is the organization's failure to hold senior officials accountable. Anders Kompass served as the director of field operations for the Office of High Commissioner for Human Rights. Kompass leaked the confidential UN report to French authorities, alleging that 14 French soldiers assigned to a peacekeeping force in the Central African Republic sexually abused a number of children between the ages of 8 and 15. For more news around the clock, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.